Chapter 8. Stealing the Bottle. After I finished telling Grandma my story, I said,
"We've got to stop them, Grandma. They want to turn all the children in England into mice."
"You can't stop witches," she replied. She touched my fur, which felt nice. "They can kill all of us."
"I've got a plan," I said.
"What is it, my dear?"
"The Grand High Witch's room is number 454. And my room number is 554. Mine is on the 5th floor and hers is on the 4th floor. So room 454 is under room 554. Is that right?"
"That's correct," my grandmother answered.
"Would you please take me onto my balcony? I want to look down," I said.
All the rooms in the Hotel Magnificent had private balconies. My grandmother carried me through my own bedroom and onto my balcony. We both looked down to the balcony below.
"The witches are having tea with Mr. Stringer," I said. "So the Grand High Witch isn't in her room. She'll come back to her room at 6 o'clock, because at that time the other witches are coming to get the potion. I can go into her room from her balcony, I'm sure," I continued. "And look, the door to her balcony is open."
"I won't allow this," my grandmother cried. "It's too dangerous. And why do you want to get into her room?"
"I can find a bottle of the potion and bring it back here."
"But what will you do with it?" my grandmother asked.
"One bottle is enough for 500 people," I said. "We can use it to turn all the witches into mice."
My grandmother jumped into the air. "That's a great plan," she cried. "We would get rid of every witch in England and the Grand High Witch."
"But how can I get onto the balcony?" I asked.
"I have an idea," said my grandmother. She put me inside her knitting. "You can go down to the witch's balcony in this," she said. "But we must hurry. That horrible woman will come back to her room soon. Are you ready?"
"I hope that I can do this," I said, feeling a little afraid. "I'm only a mouse."
"You can do it," she said. My grandmother held one end of the knitting and dropped it slowly down towards the balcony, with me inside. I peered out, and when I got to the Grand High Witch's balcony, I jumped out of the knitting and ran into the room. I heard my grandmother shouting,
"Hurry! Hurry!"
Suddenly, I saw a frog jumping across the room and under the bed. I jumped too, from surprise. I heard my grandmother again.
"Get the potion and leave."
I looked all around the room for the potion, but it was not there. Then I thought about the bed. I quickly ran under it.
Yes! Under the bed, there were lots of small dark blue glass bottles, and I took one.
On the bottle, it said, "Mouse Maker. This potion turns 500 people into mice." There were three frogs under the bed too. They looked at me with large black eyes. They looked so sad.
Were you children too? I asked.
At that moment, I heard a key in the door, and the door opened. The Grand High Witch came into the room. I ran behind the leg of the bed, holding the bottle. Suddenly, the Grand High Witch's face appeared under the bed. She was wearing her mask.
"Here you are, my little frogs," she said. "I'm going to throw you out of the window. Then the birds can eat you for dinner."
But then I heard my grandmother's loud voice through the open balcony door.
"Hurry up, my dear!"
"Who's calling?"
said the Grand High Witch angrily. I peered from behind the leg of the bed and saw her walking towards the balcony.
"Why is there knitting here?" she said.
"Oh, hello,"
came my grandmother's voice.
"I just dropped my knitting onto your balcony by mistake. I'm sorry. I can pull it up again."
"Who are you talking to?"
asked the Grand High Witch.
"I was talking to my little grandson," my grandmother answered. "He's been in the bathroom for hours. He sits in there reading books and forgets the time. Do you have any children, my dear?"
"I do not,"
shouted the Grand High Witch, closing the balcony door and quickly coming back into the bedroom.
"Oh no," I thought. "How can I escape now? If she sees me, she'll throw me to the birds too."
Then somebody knocked on the bedroom door. It was the first group of witches who were coming for their bottles of potion.